I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, a few days ago I was made to be vitally aware of the frailty of this life. With that renewed realization, my mind was brought again to consider the absolute necessity of preaching and hearing the gospel. We are dying creatures. And the thought of, well, I'm going to live, may not be so. When I tell you that I realized afresh, we could be taking one of our last breaths right now. And one thing that I made to realize again is that the only thing that matters, now listen to me, may the Lord help us this morning to hear. Listen to me. The preaching of the gospel is the means by which God Almighty is going to call out His people. Parents, bring your children to hear the gospel. Men, women, all of us, make much of hearing the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. To preach anything other than the gospel. Now listen, I'm telling you, to preach a message, and this is anything other than the gospel, is to preach a message that does not give all the honor, glory, and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you hear a message that makes the gospel, the little g, gospel, to be something that you have to do, here's what God has to say. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we've preached unto you, let him be accursed. May I, from the Word of God, give all of us a word of advice. Don't ever sit and listen to a lie again. Don't ever do it. You say, is it really that big deal? It's that big a deal. God has warned His preachers concerning their ability to preach, but their responsibility to preach. After the Lord gave Ezekiel the commission, you eat this roll, He taught him the gospel. And here's where he picked up. I stopped in verse 15. Ezekiel said, I went by the brook Kibar, and I sat down with them, and for 7 days, I just sat there. And the Scripture says in Ezekiel 3:16-19, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, let me tell you the fullness of what I understand concerning that scripture right there. The Lord has taught His preachers the gospel. And may we, by the grace of God, take heed to be concerned with preaching the gospel and with nothing else. A man that God's called to preach the gospel doesn't have time for foolishness. Paul told Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I believe God's called me to preach the gospel. And if I had one more time to preach the gospel, I would say at this moment, this is where I'd preach it from. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. This then is the message which we've heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. This is the gospel. This is the message. You know, when you read something like that, a person with any sense would say, I want to hear what's being said right now. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you. This is the gospel that we've been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ and preach. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is light. What does that mean? He is the revealer, the exposer, the illuminator, the truth, the way, the life. In Him is no darkness. Light is a mysterious thing. It's invisible. You cannot see light. All you can see is what it illuminates. The sun is not light. It's a light holder. Light is invisible. God is invisible. He's spirit. God is light. The scripture declares, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, the darkness of unbelief, death. You know, I think about this, the invisibility of light. Something I can't see. But I see what it illuminates. I see you. The only reason I see you is because light, that which is invisible, is exposing you to me. But if Almighty God is pleased to take Himself, God is light. God is the illuminator. And He commands the light to shine out of darkness and give me life give me to see the truth concerning Himself, concerning me. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and He showed me, to reveal that I'm nothing. Yet I'm a sinner against God. And to reveal the glory of Himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to teach me the necessity of preaching the gospel and praying, Lord, bless this message. I don't want to perish. I don't want you to perish. I want to be concerned with what He's commissioned me to do. And that's all. That's all. I don't have time for anything else. I don't have time for it. I don't have time. May the Lord keep me from being distracted from the foolishness of myself. We know that concerning ourselves, we're spiritually impotent. How do I know that? The light showed me. I know He's sovereign. And I know He does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. How do you know that? The light showed me. The light showed me. I know He's going to save whom He will. He's going to have mercy and compassion on whom He will. How do you know that? The light showed me. I know without the hearing of the gospel, without the hearing of the gospel, I'm going to perish. How do you know? The light showed me. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in darkness, in the darkness of this world's man-honoring false religion, if we say, I know Him, and you walk in false religion, what does not honor Him. Here's what the Scripture says. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk by faith in the light, we walk in Christ, we walk as He's revealed Himself to be, who we are. Who are we? We're sinners saved by the grace of God, and we don't have sense enough to get out of the road. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, if we do, He said, it's what's going to happen. You're going to have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Lord, bless this word to our hearts. Cause us this morning to hear. Lord, forgive us for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.